Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazing Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, following the pattern of the past few weeks, cash cattle trade started to develop yesterday once again. Although overall volume was light in all areas and may not be enough to give a good market test, Monday prices were steady to lower than last week's average. We did not see any cattle trade here in our part of the country. The few dressed deals in the north range from $152 to $155 and some live deals at $92. If the market continues to hold at or near these price levels, this would indicate the first week since the COVID-19 pandemic has started where cash prices are below front month futures prices. Traders entered the week looking for needed hog market stability, which helped to post narrow gains in all contracts through the end of trade yesterday. This same focus is expected most of the session today, with traders appearing to be more focused on adjusting positions in front of month and quarter end rather than searching for any significant or new market direction at this point. Over on the futures, mixed trade across the three wheat exchanges overnight, with gains seen in spring wheat while winter wheat contracts gave back part of yesterday's impressive rally. By settlement, Chicago wheat finished with double-digit gains, while Kansas City was up 7.5 cents, and Minneapolis finished on either side of unchanged. July Chicago wheat leading losses after some surprise deliveries discussed below on First Notice Day. Corn futures weaker overnight, setting back slightly following Monday's impressive surge, which saw the largest daily gain since March 19th. Analysts were pointing to short covering ahead of the June 30 USDA reports, especially considering managed funds were carrying the fourth largest net short position on record as of June 23rd. Regardless of the pre-report estimates, quarterly stocks and acreage always inject a fair amount of volatility into the market, especially with weather as a hot button of a topic right now. And mixed trade across the soy complex overnight, with soybeans and meal firmer, while soybean oil posted small losses. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
August live cattle was up 45 cents, 96.47. October up 57 yesterday, $100 and a nickel. August feeder cattle up 90 cents, 133.50. September up 50 cents, 134.27. July hogs up 10 cents, 45.37. Kansas City wheat, July up 7.5, 428.75. September was up 8.75 at 436.5. Chicago wheat, July up 11.5, 485.5. September up 10.75 at 486.5. July corn's up 9.25, 326.25. September is up 9.5, 328.75. July soybeans up 1.5, 866.5. August up 1.5, 861.5. July cotton down 93, 59.62. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.